The so-called audit report came out more than a month ago, but the audit still has not ended despite confirming Joe Biden is the president. Attorney General Mark Brnovich, who's also seeking the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate, began his investigation into questions the Arizona Senate and hired contractors raised in late September. Not much information is available so far, but joining us now for a few minutes to explain what is currently known is Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Mirror. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what do we know about the investigation so far?
Well, we know that it has started, and we know that it has. They have interviewed former Maricopa County as part of it, which he very loudly proclaimed to the state yesterday, in the kind of trashing Attorney General Brnovich for even participating in this or having his office play a role in it. This is, remember, the investigation that began at the request of Senate President Karen Fann in response to the alleged findings of the so-called audit or election review.
Let's go back to briefly, you mentioned former County Recorder Adrian Fontes running for Secretary of State now. The air is poisoned. The canary has died. That is how he ends his statement yesterday. So clearly, he thinks what the Attorney General is doing is political at this point.
That he is very much alleging that. I remember Attorney General Brnovich is in the middle of a very tough Republican primary for next year's Senate race. He's in kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation here. As I mentioned, Senate President Fann requested this investigation in response to what her alleged findings of this election review. If he doesn't launch an investigation, if he looks like he's ignoring this, a lot of people, especially Republican primary voters, might be mad about it. If he does take part, it looks like he's kind of legitimizing this audit that clearly does not have very much legitimacy.
Well, a number of months ago when we had all talked to him about so-called Sharpiegate, and he had said at the time, well, I have to investigate it. People want me to investigate it. Whereas many people were also saying, well, that's political. That's a waste of your time. In a slightly different way, that's sort of in the same category?
Somewhat, yeah. Now, what was interesting with the Sharpiegate thing is, Brnovich took a lot of heat for launching the investigation after, I think, the news media and election officials had already kind of debunked these claims. And to a lot of folks, it looked very politically motivated. And then he came back and said, hey, there's nothing to see here. Everything's fine. Everything's normal. Don't worry. And so that ended up being kind of the, kind of the linchpin of the argument against the Sharpiegate claims.
And you're becoming,
so maybe this will happen here.
Well, and coming back to the bigger picture on this, what you mentioned about Senate President Fann asking the AG to investigate, what are the things that she and her colleagues want him to investigate about this?
Well, all of the alleged findings of this audit, and basically what the Attorney General's office is doing here is doing the job that the so-called audit team refused to do. The audit team, what they did is they found a bunch of things that they didn't understand, and because of that, they found them potentially suspicious, but they utterly and completely failed to actually finish the job they started and find the answers to these questions. Like, hey, how come these people are listed in change of address forms as having this address, but they're still registered to vote at their old address, and that's where their ballot was sent? Why were these ballot envelopes approved despite the signature, not having despite the signature being here? Basically a bunch of stuff that anyone with any real familiarity with election rules and procedures would have figured out on their own. But after 6 months and apparently nearly $9 million, the audit team just completely botched this. And so now the AG's office has to kind of find the answers that they refused to even really look for.
Well, let's close with that then. So what can the Attorney General's office, knowing that it's the biggest law firm in the state, as it's called so often, what can the Attorney General's office do here? And I hate to say, what's the timeline? Because I know the audit's still going to some extent. So obviously putting a timeline out there is difficult, but what is the length of the investigation? What could they possibly determine and go ahead and do, the AG's office?
Well, the length of the investigation, your guess is as good as mine. There's a lot of ground to cover. There's a lot of claims or, quote unquote findings of this audit. And what they can do is, obviously they can compel anyone to answer questions. They can get whatever records they want. They can, the county, Maricopa County, very famously refused to cooperate in any way with the audit team while they were doing their work. And the audit team kind of responded by refusing to look elsewhere for any of those same answers. The Attorney General's office obviously can get whatever answers it want. It can go to Adrian Fontes and go to other election officials, election workers at the county. It can look at the actual policies that guide some of these actions by election workers, which again the audit team simply didn't do. So they have a lot of capacity to look for answers that the audit team refused to look for and get answers that maybe weren't as easily available to them.
Okay, well, we'll see if any answers are discovered. And that is Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Mirror. Jeremy, thanks as always.